在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Oxford Supplementary Skills Listening, Upper Intermediate by Sheila Rickson.Unit 1. Cold Toads.
Let me offer you, at about fourth hand, quite the most enjoyable item of news to come my way during the past week. I heard it from my colleague Libby Purvis, who read it in the Times newspaper, which got it ultimately from Dr. L. Fairchild of Duke University in North Carolina, and it concerns toads.The female toad, unaware of spiritual values, likes her mate big. But because she normally pairs in the dark, she has only one way of judging. The bigger the toad, the deeper his croak. However, there's a complicating factor because a cold toad gives a deeper croak. Male toads therefore cunningly make for the coldest corner of the pond to deepen their croaks.And a female who thinks she is mating with a large, warm toad may in fact have been deceived by a small, cold one. However, things do not stop there. Since all the male toads are trying to chill off as much as possible, the large ones tend to win in the end and take over the cold spot. Indeed, says Dr. Fairchild,Many of the smallest toads are forced right out of the pond and are obliged to sit on the bank where, since it is warmer out of the water than in, even in North Carolina, the small toad's croaking becomes even shriller and less enticing. But there is still some consolation for the warm weaklings. For in order to get into the pond, the females do, of course, have to run the gauntlet on the bank, where, says Dr. Fairchild,The small males make the most of their opportunities. It shouldn't be long before the large toads learn to lurk on the bank and shut up. My problem now is how to turn this...